Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Chair, for your indulgence and for allowing us to give our statement. On behalf of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, allow me to congratulate you on your election to the chairmanship of the main committee of this 6th review conference. We'd like to thank you for your able guidance of our work. My delegation would like to align itself with the statement by the non-aligned movement, who are also members of the convention. We would like to state our country's position on some of the points that we are examining. In fact, we have already done this, and we would like to underscore the importance of the convention and its protocols and my country's commitment to international law. And in my national capacity, we would like to make the few additional comments. We take note of the program on the sponsorship program that was put forward yesterday, and we would like to underscore how this is supposed to not only contribute to the universalization of the convention and its protocol, but it also encourages the participation by high contracting parties, in particular the countries of the Global South, allowing for greater cooperation and exchange of information. We'd also like to welcome the report presented on the work of the ISU. We'd like to point out that the ISU was established by the Third Review Conference with a view to providing administrative support to the meetings organized by the conference and also to help the comprehensive and universal implementation of the convention. The future of the ISU needs to be in tune with the tasks assigned to it by the high contracting parties, and maybe this is worthy of further consideration. As regards IEDs, we take note of the updated declaration, which reflects the consensus on various points, and we hope that the review conference will welcome this and make sure that these debates are maintained on the agendas of the group of experts on amended Protocol 2. Although there is no specific mechanism for monitoring implementation, we believe that under the convention, it is important to review the existing protocols of this convention in order to tackle humanitarian risks. We have noted humanitarian concerns here, and we share these concerns, and we also agree with the need to concern the suitability of the convention when it comes to incendiary weapons and the risks posed thereby, in particular the use of white phosphorus. However, my delegation isn't sure whether we need to review the text of the protocol here or whether what should be reviewed is its implementation and compliance with it. Therefore, perhaps we need a monitoring mechanism that would allow us to have a common understanding about its scope, the humanitarian consequences, and ways to strengthen Protocol 3. On mines other than anti-personnel mines, we take note of the proposals made and the concerns voiced and the humanitarian risks linked thereto. However, given that this topic has several visions and despite the consultations organized by the Chair, the proposal to consider it as a new agenda item under the work of the convention is not one that enjoys consensus. We believe that this topic needs our attention and therefore should continue to be considered in the framework of amended Protocol 2. We'd like to highlight the importance for high contracting parties to focus their efforts and resources on the implementation of the convention and its protocols. We'd like to reiterate that our delegation will continue to work in order to ensure a successful review conference with a view to giving continuity to the implementation of the convention and its protocols in order to find consensus-based ways forward to achieve specific results. We wish you every success in your work, and you can count on my delegation's support. Thank you.